Eritrea is in the headlines again, but this time it's not entirely about the refugees. Eritreans are one of the largest people groups arriving daily on Europe's shores. Instead, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman wants us to focus on those who stay behind.
We don't want to forget about our brothers and sisters that are imprisoned for their faith because they are trying to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's hundreds, thousands perhaps imprisoned in shipping containers in Eritrea.
Those are the ones that need your prayers, and those are the ones who need your help. VOM Canada supports persecuted Eritrean Christians both inside and outside the country. Want to help? Well, we'll give you more details and connect you with VOM Canada in just a second. But first, the face of Myanmar's changing, if you didn't know, and it's not just politically. With the move toward democracy, doors are opening for groups like Mission Aviation Fellowship, too. MAF's Ron Wismer says,
"We're trying to get a family in the country. We have already begun feasibility studies on airstrip construction. So one way we're getting in there is to help the civil aviation develop some of their airstrips."
There are more than just logistical challenges. There are spiritual challenges, too, because isolation can breed discouragement. And that's a hope killer.
Continue to pray for the church. One thing I really noted, the local church tends to have a view of themselves as being inferior to the Burmese Buddhist groups. Pray for that church to be bold, to understand greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God's doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's his personal journey to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.